and it's United States versus Whitlow. And Mr. Hansmeier, how are you?
Good.
I haven't seen you for a while.
May it please the court, counsel. That's true. I've seen Judge Bauer quite frequently lately, though.
Yeah.
You're always right there.
Never move.
Been there for about 5 months, I think. This case is an appeal from a remand, resentencing, Fair Sentencing Act. We've raised two issues. I really want to focus on the first one, because I think the first one is the important one, because it's important because the disposition of that opinion has consequences, namely how much time this man is going to serve in prison. And I say that because of comments made by the district court below, essentially saying he would have given a shorter sentence, but he didn't. So I really think that if this case goes back as it should, Judge McCuskey is going to do what he said he would do, and Mr. Whitlow is going to spend less time in prison.
But does he understand that with a full remand he is risking the credit he received for his rehabilitation efforts? You know, if the court decides this time, for example, that he's let those efforts fall by the wayside or something else, the court could take back the adjustment.
I guess I understand that.
Yeah.
I think we're okay with that. Mr. Whitlow has behaved himself admirably.
Are you looking at a general remand?
Well, I think that's a question that the government sort of concedes the issue, but raises this. We can talk about that if you want, but at the end they sort of say if it's going to go back, it should be limited. Well, I mean, obviously our position on that is no. We've raised other issues with respect to the procedural soundness of the first sentence. Arguments that weren't addressed. It's our position the arguments weren't addressed. So if the case goes back, we think the record should be made clearer. Those arguments should be allowed.
Of course, the court did address all of that in the first sentencing.
Well, you know, I think that's debatable. I think the government wants you to believe that. The arguments are similar to some extent, but at the end of the day, you know, the incremental punishment argument we made the second time was much more developed. Well, the arguments were much more developed the second. I mean, there were actually a sentencing memorandum that didn't happen the first time. We would ask for a general remand for resentencing. That's what we want. We think there was procedural error in this case. We think it mattered. It was prejudicial. We think he's going to do better on remand. There's a basis for the remand, and it should be a full remand for resentencing. Now, I can get into the government's this argument that this court's remand was limited. I don't know how persuaded anyone is by that, but essentially what the government is saying is that this court issued a limited remand the first time around. We disagree with that completely. The language was the sentence is vacated and the case is remanded for resentencing in accordance with Dorsey and the Fair Sentencing Act. That doesn't sound limited to me. When you have someone who is sentenced under the wrong statute, procedurally I don't even know how a limited remand would work. Clearly, it has to go back. There is a new statutory penalty range. There's a new guidelines range. What kind of limit do you want to put on a judge at that point? It seems not only unwise, but pretty much impossible. What is the district court to do? It seems like we're cutting things a little too close there. Now, there's the other problem with that argument is that it wasn't never. I mean, the case goes back for resentencing, and the government never says it's a limited remand. I make an objection to the PSR that wasn't even made before. It's sustained. They changed the PSR. The government never says anything about that. Now, you can make an argument that that went beyond, but apparently it didn't because nobody cared that we did it. So the PSR gets changed. There's a new PSR. We have an objection period, like I just mentioned. We have a period where we can file sentencing memorandum. We do. We go to sentencing. It's a full-blown resentencing. So it seems a little, it's just odd that the government is here now saying that it's a limited remand when in the district court it wasn't a limited remand, and it had the opportunity to say that. I don't know if anybody has questions on that. The issue seems pretty simple to me. If there are no questions, I would be happy to sit down. It's getting late. Yeah?
Oh, hi again. Mr. Meisler, hello again.
Morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court again. Scott Meisler on behalf of the United States. I'm trying to catch a plane, so I might not want to belabor the Court's time as well, but I do want to try the limited remand argument the first time around. And I appreciate Mr. Hansmeier's focus on the generality of the language used in this Court's order. But we cited two recent unpublished orders of this Court involving appeals following remands or resentencing in Doris. We cited those in a 28-J letter filed last Friday. And in both those cases, the remand language was very similar from this Court, and this Court interpreted those as limited remands. And one of those involved the possibility of challenging a career offender designation, which is part of the guidelines, at a resentencing. The Court said it was a very limited purpose for resentencing under Dorsey, as in this case the appellant there had said in his pre-Dorsey brief, my only issue is Dorsey the FSA.
Yeah,
and this Court said they're limited.
Is Whitlow correct that the government agreed to a truncated appeals process the first time pending the outcome of Dorsey?
I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, Your Honor. It's not like in the Schroeder case where we jointly moved with and agreed. It was Mr. Whitlow's first appeal. He represented, as did the defendant in the Vance case, that his only issue was application of the Fair Sentencing Act. No procedural problems with the way Judge McCuskey addressed his arguments the first time around. The only issue is Fair Sentencing Act. And then the government said, we understand that the defendant is raising only one issue, the Fair Sentencing Act, and we agree this case can be held pending Dorsey. After Dorsey came down, as Mr. Hansmeier correctly pointed out, he and the U.S. Attorney's Office filed a joint position statement in any cases,
right,
saying,
so, yeah,
agreeing to a remand. And again, I think that's he's unquestionably right about that. He's unquestionably correct that the government did not raise these issues, did not object either to the PSR or change. Should point out that didn't affect anything. The government didn't object because it didn't affect the range, didn't affect the career offender designation. It's a minor change.
It just seemed to me to be very, very honest that the government treated the second sentencing like a full remand at all times. And I think I've done a pretty thorough, reading. But
I don't disagree, Your Honor. The government did not focus on this issue. And I should say, just for the Court's knowledge, Mr. Hansmeier pointed out in his reply brief the government didn't raise this in many other cases. That's true. After we looked at this, at least two other cases, to my knowledge, in the Central District of Illinois, the government has raised scope of remand concerns about post-Dorsey remands, one of which involved an attempt to reopen a suppression hearing. And after reconsideration, the district judge did rule that reopening outside the scope of the remand. Another one involved a resentencing after withdrawal from a plea agreement. So the government, again, Mr. Hansmeier is correct. We did not raise it below. We didn't raise it in other cases. But we have looked at it and decided to raise it when it's appropriate in accordance with this Court's cases. If the Court's not going to bite on that and wants to reach the merits, I do think we're kind of talking about limited remands again, because I do think the appropriate remedy here is a limited remand. We have a couple of claims of procedural error. We agree that the judge's comments about giving prior custody credit, prior prison credit, were cryptic. The judge didn't seem to exactly understand his authority there. We agree that's error and should go back if the Court's going to reach that. But we would ask the Court to confine its remand order to that issue. The judge has already plowed through objections to the career offender guideline, arguments that sound like incremental punishment, progressive punishment topics, arguments of that ilk. Judges kind of plowed over those, heard those twice, not found them persuasive. We just think it would be unduly duplicative to let this go back for any other purpose besides the limited issue of the prior custody credit for his state prison term.
Where are you flying to?
Back to D.C.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the Halloween tie for my children. My eldest wants me to be there to see him in his costume, so we'll see how the traffic O'Hare is. He's going to be a dragon.
Okay. He's getting ready to become an assistant U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm. I'll reserve a comment on that one. If there are no other questions, we would ask for affirmance or an alternative for a limited remand.
Thank you. Do you have anything more that you want to add, Mr. Hansmeier? You don't want him to get home to that little dragon.
I don't really want to, but all of these cases he's talking about were my cases. So, you know, we did – Dorsey was our case. It came back. We did all these remands. I think I did 35 resentencing hearings. Every single one was a full-blown resentencing, every single one. So – and the cases he's talking about that he cites in the 28J one is Womack, which we just did. That was a full-blown resentencing. The other is Terrence Vance. That was a full-blown resentencing. I don't think there was one limited Dorsey remand ever, as far as I know. And I did a lot of them, probably more than anyone. So that's all I would add. Thank you.
Okay. Listen, thanks to one and all. And the case will be taken under advisement. And we're leaving. Court is adjourned until tomorrow morning.